Hello, this is NY Bill, and I thought I'd talk to everyone today about Chirrut and recent adventure, or, well, it was almost a disaster, but Chirrut came through in the end and saved my backside, though I'll go into that in a minute. For those who don't know, Chirrut is a Linux command to be able to mount another system and then Chirrut change root, drop down to that system, and then the changes you make are to that remote system. You're no longer making changes on the system you're booted into. So this is quite handy. Let's say someone lost their password, which I've done this in the past. You can take a live CD, boot into the live CD, mount the drive that's in the system, chroot to it, and then you are root on that hard drive. You can just run the password command, set up a new password, then just back out, boot up the system, and you can log in. This is another one of those scary physical access is everything security type things. If someone can get a hold of your system, they can do whatever they want. So where I recently used Chirrut was I almost killed my whole entire VPS, which is, I mean, it's not much, but it's my little presence on the interwebs. It's my StatusNet instance, my Media Goblin instance, and well, there is a web page, but there's nothing on it really. However, I had some false starts with StatusNet, and it's kind of a, I have the hang of it now, but there was, sometimes I would just do something and mess up the database, and I'm not very good with going into databases and fixing things, so sometimes, it was one of those situations where it was easier to start over. However, I'm glad people were patient with me, because every time you restart, everyone has to resub you, and you have to resub everyone, and I think if anybody listens to like previous HPRs I've done, at the end I'm usually going, oh, my StatusNet URL changed. These were the issues. So recently I had it all nailed down. I knew exactly how I wanted to set up StatusNet. I had my Media Goblin going fine, my instance, and I realized I don't want to change this StatusNet again. So I paid Linode, and my VPS is on Linode. So I paid them an extra $5 a month for backup services, which are quite handy. You get a day backup, a week backup, and a 2-week backup, and then a custom like a snapshot. So seeing that I had StatusNet up and running, I had my whole VPS exactly how I wanted it. I did the custom snapshot, and I figured, okay, I can always come back to this if everything goes wrong, which we're going to get up to in a minute. And I thought I was safe. So here is how things went wrong. My VPS is an Arch system, and Arch recently did an upgrade or update where they're moving everything from /bin/sbin up to user bin, trying to like unify the where all your bin files are. So this was a 3-step process. You wanted to pacman/syu --ignore file system and bash. This would get the whole thing prepared and ready to go. Then you do a pacman S bash, which is going to put in symlinks and get everything pointing to this new location where all your bin files are. And then there's just a pacman syu, I believe, was the third one. Probably brought in the file system. I'm not really sure, but it was a 3-step process. It's critical that you do all 3 steps. I didn't. So this was a couple lugs back, and my friend Acefear came into the lug, and he goes, we both run Arch, and he has an Arch Linode as well. And he said to me, did you do this Arch update? And I said, yeah, I did it on my laptop, but I haven't done it on the Linode yet because all the services are running, and I don't want to bring it down. And at the lug, I was SSH tunneling through my Linode, so I didn't want to bring it down. I said, I'll tell you what, you can be the guinea pig. You go first, and if it works for you, I'll do the upgrade as well. So he did the upgrade. You know, I'm chit-chatting with everybody, and then he like hits me in the elbow, and he goes, it's all came back up. Everything's fine. I go, all right, so I'll do it too. So I did step one, which is pacman /syu --ignore file system, ignore bash. Let the thing grind away there, and the lug is quite a distracting place, so I always tell people not to get into anything too deep. One time, Windigo was into his MySQL database, and I'm like, is this really the place for that? So this is what happened to me. Like somebody came in and I got up to say hello to them, or somebody started talking at the table and I walked down and got into that conversation. For whatever reason, I didn't do the update step two and step three. Totally slipped my mind. And I sat back down in my chair and checked Media Goblin. It was still running, and StatusNet, it was still running. And I figured I completed the update. Now, 3 weeks goes by, and in the past, Linode, just for free, doubled everyone's RAM. So that was great. You click a button, you get in a queue. When your time, when you get to the number one slot, they did the upgrade. You could watch it all happen, and boom, they doubled my RAM. That was awesome. This 20 or so days after the lug, Linode said, guess what? For free, we're going to double everyone's storage space. So again, I was like, oh, wow, there's just free double storage space. I keep putting more pictures on Media Goblin. I'm thinking to torrent a few ISOs of distros that I like. So, I mean, more, why not? Free space. So I click the button to upgrade, and I watch it. I watch the progress bar go by, and it says upgrade complete, and then I've doubled your storage space. However, to activate this storage space, you need to reboot your Linode. So I think the uptime there was like 98 days on my Linode, and no, they're going to take my uptime away, but anyways, all right, so reboot, nothing. And I rebooted again, and nothing. So there I thought, well, I got my backups, so I'll just go use the backups. And, well, some of you are probably realizing, as I slowly did, that it was 20 days ago that I partially upgraded. So my one-day backup had this error, my one-week backup had this error, my two-week backup had this error, and then the snapshot I took was from right after I got StatusNet and Media Goblin up and running, so it would have no pictures in it. It would have no... I was in a pinch. The other pressure was that, if anybody recalls, like a few HPRs back, it was John Culp and I where we met up, and we mentioned that if you want to see pictures from our meetup, you can go see them, and that they were on my Media Goblin instance. So if I didn't get the current Media Goblin instance up, and I went back to this really old backup, none of those links, no links to Media Goblin would work. So I think I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, though, because when the system didn't boot back up, I didn't know why it didn't. I didn't realize it. I didn't even think about this update and not completing the update. So I was just at a loss. I couldn't see any errors. I couldn't check any logs. I didn't know how to fix it. I had no feedback. I didn't know what was wrong. And I figured that Linode's upgrade broke it. So this was the first time I submitted a ticket to Linode. I said, look, I think your storage update just hosed my instance. Where can we go from here? So here's one thing about Linode. They have awesome documentation. And it turns out the support is awesome as well, because I submit this ticket, and I think within like 12 minutes, some guy got back to me and said, I've checked out your instance. Here is the error log. So that's good support right there, not calling up some data center in India or something, or I don't know. But I was surprised at that, and I was, because I thought I ruined my whole VPS, it was nice to get something, a shred of hope that, okay, maybe I'm moving in the right direction to get this VPS restored. So what he suggested to me was that I go use the recovery tools. So on the Linode dashboard, if you will, what you use to control your instance, there is a recovery tab. And in that recovery tab, it gives you information about what instances you have stored on what drives. You can keep multiple instances. Let's say, for instance, you could have an Arch distro, and then another instance is a Mint distro, and then as many as you want until you fill up your allotted space. So there was a couple things I needed to do here. Well, I read up on Linode first, Lish. Lish is the Linode shell. And what it basically does is you click on this button in recovery, and it opens a GUI window, and you put in your master password and all that, and you're basically, I guess, you're SSHing into the front end of their whole entire network, and then you can access your system and your drives, whatever's not running, to try and fix them. I guess basically it's analogous to starting up a live CD, and then you can look at a drive that's on a system. And so here's where Trout comes in. So I was able to, in the recovery tab, take the instance that was broken and make a copy of it. So I wanted to work off a copy. And then I was able to see where that copy was on the virtual file system. So it turns out that this one was dev XVDF. So now I know which virtual drive I want to Trout into to try and repair. So the first thing you need to do is mount the root disk you're going to work on with execute permissions. So that's mount dash O exec comma barrier equals 0 slash dev, and in my case slash XVDF. Then I could change to slash media XVDF and then mount the individual parts of that of the file system I needed, such as proc and sys and dev. And you're probably going to have to look up what you need to mount for your own particular OS, because different versions of Linux put different things in different spots, and I'm sure a quick Google search would show you exactly which parts of the system you want to mount. Once you've done that, you can Trout that media XVDF, or whatever you want to call it, folder. So the command would be like Trout backslash media backslash XVDF slash bin bash. And that will send you down into the hard drive, if you will, that you're trying to repair. Okay, I didn't have bin. So now I got a whole other, like, it just, this whole weekend just was like compound problems. So what I did for like a quick nasty hack, I did have everything that was in bin, but it was just up in user sbin now. So I was able to create backslash bin and backslash sbin and put symlinks in there myself, pointing up to user bin, and then try all my mounts and my Trout again, and boom. Okay, finally, I got in. I thought at this point, okay, I've Trouted a bunch of times. I know all I got to do is finish the upgrade. So I just did the pacman minus s bash. This should complete the upgrade process and get me rolling again. It said user bin is on the system. Okay, this is just an Arch thing, and now it's seeing that I've put slash bin slash s bin. The first part of the upgrade was going to remove these. So now I had to remove them again, but at least now I'm Trouted in, and I finished the upgrade, and I go back to boot up my instance, and it's still dead. Try it again, still dead. I at this point, I think all was lost. But this was one of those things that, like, right before you're falling asleep, boom, you remember the answer to a question. This is another thing about Trouting. If you're going to Trout into a 32-bit system, you need to use a 32-bit live CD. Same thing for a 64-bit system, you need a 64-bit live CD. You need the environments the same, because you're using packages from the first system, the live CD, to affect the second system. So when I would go in there, it turns out, Linode's Lish is 64-bit, and my Arch is 32-bit. And when I Trout into the 32-bit and do an upgrade, it wants to pull in 64-bit libraries and everything 64-bit. Then you end up with a mix match of 32-bit and 64-bit stuff, and, well, you can see how that all goes wrong. So now I realize what was going wrong trying to repair through Lish, but how can I can't drive over to Jersey and sit in front of Linode's racks and boot up with a 32-bit live CD. So thinking this over, I realize this might take two Trout sessions. So here was my new plan of attack. I used Linode's Lish to get in, create bin, create sbin, create the symlinks to user sbin. So this will allow the system to boot up. I went to the dashboard and booted the system up, then SSH'd in via, this is getting complicated, but this is the only way I could think to do it. Now use Lish to go in once again to the running system and bring up networking. And then I was able to use my 32-bit laptop to SSH into the running system. Network was working. I was finally able to Trout from a 32-bit environment to a 32-bit environment. Now it was just a matter of finishing that upgrade. Well, first it complained that bin was still there and S-bin was still there, which should have been taken care of in part one of the upgrade. So I removed those, ran the second part of the Arch update, and finally, boom, I rebooted and everything came back up, but I was able to turn on StatusNet and Media Goblin, and the web page was working, and it was a big sigh of relief and a lesson learned, quite a few lessons there. For instance, as soon as you get everything back up and running, why don't you take that snapshot back up again so you have something to go back to that's not ancient? So that was my tale of Chroot, and hopefully it'll get people thinking about Chroot and thinking that when they have a system that looks so hosed that it's easier to start over, you still have, it's like a surgeon's tool. You can still get in there and repair that drive. And if nothing else, maybe you found my tale of woe entertaining. It's okay to look at in hindsight, but that was a rough weekend. So thankfully my contact information is still the same. I'm not a whole new VPS rebuilt thing. I'm still nybill at gunmonkeynet.net, and StatusNet is sn.gunmonkeynet.net. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.